Good morning. How are you today? It's good? It's very nice. Today, I want to talk to you about the message of salt and light. Last year, there was a heavy earthquake in Tibet. Many people died and many people were injured. There were many who lost their family members, their friends, and their neighbors. Also, they lost their houses, schools, temples, and working places. They thought that they lost everything. However, in spite of the heavy disaster, they got the most important thing in their lives. That was the love of God. They said they haven't seen many Buddhists, Hindus, and other religious groups. Only Christians were helping those people. Most people in Tibet are Buddhist. They do not know about God. During the hard times, they experienced the love of God. Last year, about 200,000 people in Tibet came to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Some monks became ministers of the church. That was the miracle. God's light came into the country and enlightened those people. Still, the light of God has been shining in the world. It has changed the world from despair to hope, from impossibilities to possibilities. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed. When Jesus came and took her by the hand, she was healed. After this, many who suffered from sicknesses and diseases came to the Lord. The Bible says, Jesus healed all of them. Do you remember the woman who was bleeding for 12 years? She had seen many doctors, but she was getting worse. Finally, she met with Jesus, and she was completely healed. You know that Jesus has got the answers. He has got the keys. That's why we need to come and meet with Jesus as Lord and Savior. The message of Jesus is so powerful. The message has given us hope. It has given us life. Remember, those who met with Jesus were changed. They were given hope. They were given new life. Before I met with Jesus, I was like walking through the dark tunnel. There's no hope. There's no life. After I met with Jesus, my life was totally changed. My Lord has given us hope. He has given us the new life. And my Lord has allowed me to speak about the message of God. That's why I'm here, preaching the message of God. Now we need to go to read the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13. You are like salt for everyone on earth. The Bible says you are like salt. Long time ago, salt was very dear and expensive. It was cost one of the most important things and most places. Roman soldiers would receive salt for their salary. The Roman government would increase the price of salt to get more money. In China, the Tang Dynasty would receive its tax through the profit of salt. As we see in history, we see that salt was used with great importance. That's why you are like salt means you are very dear. You are very important. Stephen was one of the great men in the Bible. And he learned about our Lord Jesus Christ. And still, the Bible talks to us, look at yourself. Each one of you is like salt. That's why we are called, you are like salt. Salt was used most with cooking. What is your favorite food? Is it pizza, kimchi, sushi, or steak? On a Friday evening, Reverend John, Yun Young, and our youth team made sushi at the youth meeting. We had a variety of ingredients, ham, tuna, salmon, avocado, cucumbers. These are optional. If you want, we might have other stuffing if you want. But salt is not optional. It is compulsory. We Christians are like salt. We are not optional. We are compulsory. That's why our Lord Jesus made us before the creation of the world. He has chosen us as His children. He's our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That is why we are called children of God. That is why we are so special. We are dear. We are very important. Salt originally comes from the Greek word halas. It has two meanings. The first one is to preserve something. Another is to give a nice flavor. As you know, salt was used to preserve food. Many people like cheese. What kind of cheese do you like? I like brie. Brie is my favorite one. To make cheese, we need cream and salt. Still, salt is not optional. Salt is compulsory. Many people like kimchi. I like hot and spicy kimchi. To make kimchi, we need a variety of ingredients. Cucumbers, ginger, garlic, salt, fish sauce. We might have other ingredients. However, we still need salt. Salt is not optional. It is compulsory. Today, we have refrigerators to preserve food. But a long time ago, salt was the only one to preserve food. Salt also gives a nice flavor to food. During my holiday, I cooked a nice vegetable soup. I put different kinds of vegetables to make soup. But I missed one thing. There was the salt. Before that night, my wife made kimchi and she used salt. I could not find where it was. Later, I found kimchi. I put some in the soup. It was very nice. It was delicious. We Christians are like salt. We are dear and we are important. As salt preserves and gives a nice flavor, we Christians are to preserve the world in God's ways and to give nice flavor, hope, and future to the world. As the Bible says, Christians were followers of the Christ. Christians are the believers of Christ. In the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26 says, disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Disciples were originally 12 people who were chosen by God. Later, many people followed Jesus and they became disciples. At Antioch, disciples were called Christians. Christians were disciples. Disciples are Christians, and Christians are disciples. They're not different. They are the same. Disciples came from the Greek word mathetes. Mathetes were students, were pupils. They followed the way of their teachers. In the time of Jesus, there were many disciples, disciples of John, disciples of others. But the Bible refers to disciples of Jesus Christ. Who were they? They followed the way of Jesus. They gave their lives to Jesus at their own lives. That is why in the history of Christianity, we see that many disciples were not afraid to follow Jesus. That is why they gave their lives to Jesus. They were not afraid to be persecuted. They were not be afraid to die for Jesus. Why? They knew that they had to follow the way of God, and they preserved their faith in God. A Roman soldier who did not understand why many Christians were not afraid to be persecuted, why many Christians were not afraid to die for Jesus. Later, the soldier knew that they had sincere faith in Jesus. And later he decided to follow Jesus as his Lord and Savior. The book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 to 12 says, God will bless you when people insult you, mistreat you, and tell all kinds of evil lies about you because of me, Jesus. Be happy and excited. You'll have a great reward in heaven. Do you think that people make you hardened because of Jesus? Do you think that many people are persecuting you because of Jesus? Then you don't have to worry. Our Lord will bless you. You'll be given your great reward in heaven. The message of the gospel touched many people's lives. Still, the message of the gospel has changed many people's lives until today. You know, I'm from South Korea. The gospel came into the country in 1884. Two missionaries named Avangelo and Underwood came to the country on the same day. Underwood, who was sent by the Presbyterian Church of USA, struggled. When he went there for the first time, he thought that there's no hope, there's no life here in this country. Many people did not want to follow the way of God. They were not interested in the message of God. However, Underwood did not give up. He started praying to God with other believers. Still, the country was one of the most poorest countries in the world. There were very few Christians. But later, the message of God changed the country. Now, the Korea was one of the Christian countries in Asia. Many people sent them, many missionaries after USA. Our Lord is here working with us. Now Jesus said in the Bible, the same verse, if salt no longer tastes like salt, how can it make food salty? All it is good for us to be thrown out and walked on. Have you ever heard that salt lost its flavor? You bought salt in the shop. Later you knew that salt lost its flavor. No, salt never, never loses its flavor. Then why Jesus said like that? Salt leave us to each one of us, our Christians. As our Lord said, true Christians never, never lose their flavors. Look at the sea. We see that the sea sometimes was contaminated. However, because of the salt, salt makes the sea clean and pure. We Christians are like salt. The world can be corrupted by all kinds of evils. However, the world can be transformed by Christians. Stephen was one of the great men in the Bible. In those days, many Jewish people did not follow the way of God. They did not obey God. For those, Stephen was preaching the message of God. Still many did not listen. However, the message touched many people. It has transformed the world. It has given the hope from despair. Now our Lord Jesus says in verse 14, "You are like light for the whole world." Light has several meanings. It shines our world brightly, and it gives us the heat and warmth. I like sunny winter, but it gives light and makes us warm. Have you ever seen the sun rising? I still remember traveling at the southeastern part of South Korea. My wife and I were climbing a mountain. Then we saw the sun rising on the east coast. It was great. It was magnificent. It was early morning at the end of November. It was still dark. It was still cold. After the sun came over, it enlightened in the darkness. It also made us warm. All of a sudden, the darkness and coldness were gone. We are like light. As the light does, we shine in the world brightly, and it gives us hope and happiness. Light comes from the Greek word phos. It has literal meaning. It shines the darkness and it gives us heat and warmth. But it originally contains a divine meaning. Look at our Lord Jesus. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Our Lord has come into the world, which was filled with evil, darkness, angers, sadness, stress, and death. But He gave us light. He has changed it and has shined in the world. Before He came into the world was filled with sins, worries, sadness, unhappiness, death. The world was frozen. It was like winter. In the Chronicles of Narnia, we see that children were playing hide and seek. Have you seen the movies? It's in the book. And they were hiding in a wardrobe which was connected to another world. The world was frozen. It was like winter. There's no hope. There's no future. People, they did not know what they could do. However, they heard about the message. They heard that Aslan was coming. When he comes, they will be given freedom. They will be given hope. They will be given life. The Aslan got the victory. And he gave the hope and life to those people. Our world is like the story of Narnia. It was frozen, It was like winter. There was no hope. There's no future. However, our Lord decided to send the Christ to save His people from their sins, to give them a new life. And Jesus was sent to our world. The book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world, He gave His the only Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not die, but have eternal life." That is why our Lord was sent to this world, to save us, to give us a new life. And our Lord says to His people, "Now it is your turn. It is your turn." Let us read verse 16. It says, "Make your light shine so that others will see the good that you do and will praise your Father in heaven." Look at this world. What do you think? Do you think that the world is filled with love and freedom? Or do you think that the world is full of troubles? Do you think that the world is corrupted? And our Lord still talking to each one of us, "Make your light shine." We are to shine in the world brightly. We are to give the world hope and for the future. We are still wondering how we can be like salt and light. In what way should we do? First, we need to show our light to others. Our job is to come to our Lord, to meet with Him. What about others who do not know about God? We need to take them to Jesus. There's a man who could not come to God because he was paralyzed. But he had good friends. His friends took him to Jesus. And Jesus said, "I saw your faith." And Jesus healed the person. Still, our job is to come to our Lord. And second, we are to follow the way of God. There is a saying, "Like father, like son." Children would normally follow their parents. Our Father is God. He's our Lord and Savior. We are to follow and learn from our Lord Jesus. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23, Jesus went all over Galilee, teaching in the Jewish meeting places and preaching the good news about God's kingdom. He also healed every kind of disease and sickness. This is the ministry of our Lord Jesus. We are to learn from Him. We are to follow the ministry of our Lord Jesus here in this place. There are many ways for us to follow our Lord Jesus. As you know, the mission of our church is to help people to know and follow Jesus. That is our job. We need to help our church members to continue to have the same faith in God. We can pray for them. We can encourage them. We can visit or call them. How can we help? One of our goals is to do the cross-cultural ministries. There are many different cultural groups here in our church. We still need to help them to settle here in our church. We need to help them to be part of our church ministries. We can teach them English. We can teach them the Bible. We can encourage them to be part of our church members. We can give them a light. We can bring some food to share. We can pray for each other. The Bible says each one of us are brothers and sisters in the Christ. That is why we are here, to work together, to build the kingdom of God here in our church. Why don't we pray for each other? Why don't we work together to serve God and His people here in this place? Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to save us, to give us a new life. Thank you for your death and resurrection. And thank you for having us as your disciples. Help us to walk together for you and your people. Bless each one of us and our church. Thank you, God. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.